From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Yet another eruption in Montserrat. We ask, how safe is the north of the island? Jamaican businessmen say U.S. action won't stop them trading with Cuba. And Suriname's Daisy Bautista included in an Interpol wanted list. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In Montserrat, the volcano continues to vent more deadly pyroclastic flows, most of it going into the abandoned capital, Plymouth. A large portion of the town has already been wiped out by superheated gas and rock fragments. Just 2 hours ago at 3 p.m. local time, the volcano suddenly burst into life, sending dark gray ash columns thousands of feet in the air. Scientists at the Montserrat Volcano Observatory announced on national radio about 15 minutes later that there had been flows on several flanks of the volcano. Keith Stone Graves reports.
Most of the ash was blown away from the central zone over Plymouth and into the sea. The ash plumes were seen from St. John's Village in the far north of the island. The scientists also confirmed further damage and destruction to the capital, falling more pyroclastic flows on Tuesday evening and shortly before dawn on Wednesday. Up to late Tuesday, dozens of houses, both wooden and concrete, the Port Authority warehouse, a locally owned petrol station, and the prison were destroyed. And with more flows today, it's very possible that more...